up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. As we launch here into the third hour tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Again, features for free. Listening options, you can watch the show, we've got archives, we've got a wiki, Shrine of Female Listeners, and so much more. In fact, the site itself actually allows you to influence some of the things we'll talk about here on Free Talk Live by submitting show prep suggestions that we will be able to look at, and also our other listeners, more importantly, will be able to examine the stuff that you think they might like, and then you can vote up and vote down, and they can vote up and vote down the stuff they like or dislike. And the most popular items will make it to the front page and the top of our website. So try it out for yourself. It's totally free. Freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, we ended up going off on a topic about education alternatives, and we were discussing unschooling. But, Curtis, you were talking about your experience in government history class. And as somebody who is a fan of history, when I was in school, it was just drudgery to go to history class. I didn't care. I didn't see why it mattered. I didn't have any of that vision, and they certainly did not impart it to me effectively. And so they didn't give me that drive to learn history. You apparently had it. And you thought it was just great when you were in government school, but then later on you found out that there were more than a few things that weren't necessarily as they should have been.
I felt like I've been lied to, basically.
You were, lied to. What were some of the examples you wanted to give?
I mean, the real best example is the one I shared earlier, is the fact that they make you believe that there's this complete chance at work between the affairs of men and the affairs of nation and whatnot, and it's only because the French, you know, made this wrong insult that the English spent the next 80 years trying to kill them. And it's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but then, you know, they got this whole, you know, the fact that these are really big things that are going on is kind of, you know, a lot of variables. So you kind of swallow it, but then you learn later on. So hopefully you're going to learn later on that the whole system of Western banking is influences the way nations interact with one another to the point that it gets them to kill one another.
Now, I'm kind of with you here, Curtis. I was pretty good at history, you know, the high school version of history, which is really training wheels. But if I were to go to university now, what I would want to study would be like history and economics. And likely what they would teach me is a bunch of lies in both areas. So I study them on my own. But
it's a lot cheaper that way.
Even if without a fiat banking system, and I think the fiat banking system really exacerbates the problem, but I'll get to that in a second. Even without a fiat banking system, war is the health of the state. Kings spread their power and influence with, you know, paying their soldiers in gold that they took from, you know, by collecting the sweat of the brow of their serfs. But once the fiat system comes into play, then they can tax with impunity because you can just print more money and nobody realizes it's this invisible tax. And it allows sort of the debt to be foisted forward in time on the children and the grandchildren. So the penalty is a lot different. It's why in the 1940s, when there was still the dollar was still tied to currency, to real money like silver and gold, that they said, buy war bonds. But in 2002, George Bush said, go shopping. That's why there's a big shift, because in 1970, finally the last little thread, Nixon pulled the last thread of the dollar attached to metals off, and now it just kind of floats out there.
Yeah, you point out that it's, you know, war is the health of the state, and without fiat currency, these nations would still be going to war, but the whole fiat currency mechanism is an incredible way, an incredible new way, circa 1550 or so, for nation states to finance the expansion of government.
It's powerful.
Well, now, they would have to actually collect money from people on a much more consensual basis if they were going to war absent the fiat money system. So it would be a major impediment to any kind of warmongering because they wouldn't have this limitless supply from which they could pull money to buy things like bombs and tanks and that sort of thing. So I think that having no fiat money would go a long way to preventing war. I mean, it would be tremendously costly. It would have to come out of whatever the government was extracting from people, whereas right now they can just print it up. They can just increment some numbers in a computer. They would actually have to go through the process of trying to squeeze it out of people if it was just based on taxation. But because they can inflate the money supply, they can get as much money as they want for warmongering, and we're all forced to pay, even if we can manage to, in our own individual lives, avoid the income tax. We're still forced to pay for whatever the government does because they just print the money out. As long as we're using their money, they are in control.
It's the truth. So tell us about some of the lies you felt that, in particular, the history class taught you, because I know there's a bunch of them.
Well, besides Lincoln.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Lincoln is a big one.
That's an hour on its own right there.
Well, I guess probably a lot of the listeners, even, you know, the voluntarists among us can probably relate to the lies told to us about the founding fathers and these very idealistic men who had nothing but the best, you know, soundest morals and, you know, nothing but, you know, love for their countrymen. And
then later on you find out what Ben Franklin was an alleged womanizer, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves.
He treated them very well. I think that probably when you think about George Washington, the guy who led the rebellion against the English, and then realized that he put down Shays' Rebellion and the Whiskey Rebellion, and there were even, as I understand, some even smaller rebellions around sort of after the Revolutionary War. I mean, basically he said, look, I won, and you guys are going to do what I say.
So his rebellion was okay, but everybody else, not
well,
so
the,
much.
Well, the complete personification of Washington as, you know, the hero of the Republic and beating the British and standing up for the common man. That was all bull to begin with. He was a horrible general. If it wasn't for the help of Ben Franklin getting this Hessian general to come and be his second and kind of, you know,
whip the troops into shape.
Basically, you know, take his orders and then go give the correct orders while he wasn't looking, you know.
I have read a bunch of this stuff, and I have a difficult time deciding how much of it is spin, how much of it is positioning. I don't know. There's evidence on all over, and, you know, like, some of the evidence says that, in fact, the militias would have done fine without a Continental Army. A lot of people say, well, the militia was great for, you know, if you put real army members behind them and made them stay and fight. But that wasn't really the purpose of a militia in the first place. The idea was to harass their flanks, just to hassle them. Yeah, the Continental Army fought better in the traditional sort of stand up there and fire and, you know, fight with pointy sticks kind of fighting.
But against, you know, the world's greatest superpower, that was suicide.
Yeah, it was dumb. And
so you guys died better. Congratulations. You know?
They had some good luck along the way. They managed to make some things work there at the end, but not to mention that England was in another war.
But
also,
but an all-volunteer crew of people who are defending their homeland, they're not going to try to, you know, get their butt shut off. So they're going to shoot from behind a tree. They are going to, you know, choose their battles, and it's going to make a more effective fighting crew because they're going to last longer.
The other thing is that early on in the war, the people that fought that hunted their food would use rifles that were intended to hunt their food, and they would shoot the enemy. Whereas then as things progressed, they went back to the sort of the normal thing, which was you put a lot of lead in the air and it got a few guys, and then you really fought with the bayonet at the end. So I don't feel that was the best way to handle it, but I know that there are historians that can make a darn good argument the other direction, and I'm a one-armed man in that fight.
The toll-free number here, if you want to add to the conversation, is 800-259-9231. What were some of the things you learned, whether it's history class or whatever, what is it you learned in school that you found out later on was nonsense? 1-800-259-9231.
So, Curtis, you said something about during the break about the Spanish Civil War, and I can't say I know much about it except, you know, For Whom the Bell Tolls, I read that.
The Spanish Civil War is a great example. You know, we're told that it's two government forces fighting against one another, and they're nothing but puppets for the fascists and Germany.
Let's get into
the
detail here in a moment. Hang on.
Soviet Union.
More in a moment. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever you want. Curtis's history lesson here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in the 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, and they include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about there, and it's all for free. fact, serious stuff. You'll find also silly nonsense, and it's virtually unmoderated. So do remember that when you're going there, beware. BBS.freetalklive.com is the place to go. That's BBS.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement here for the last 6 weeks or so, and I've been losing weight. And I recently stopped smoking, and that's normally a time frame when you gain weight. But with this product, Lumathin Plus, you can find it at lumathinplus.com, I have been managing to take the pounds off. It's not one of those kind of vitamin or, you know, pills out there that say, you can lose 10 pounds in just 10 minutes or anything like that. What this is designed for is to suppress your appetite a little bit over time and to cause you to lose a little bit of weight. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to starve yourself for 3 days or whatever, because that doesn't work. You even if you can manage to make the 3 days, you just binge at the end, and sooner or later you put the pounds back on. This is intended to, you take two pills a day, you don't change your lifestyle, you don't change how you eat, you don't have to change how you exercise, and you'll still lose the weight. LumaThinPlus.com. It works for me, and I think it'll work for you.
All right, let's continue here. By the way, we're going to get back to Curtis's history lesson as he is telling us about some of the things he learned in government school that he found out was a little less than true. We'll get to that. But first, we go to your phone calls about what you want. Kyle is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kyle. Kyle in New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I haven't been listening to your whole show, so I'll be on mine.
It's not a requirement that you consume the entire show in order to call
in. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be listening at all.
Well, we prefer that you're listening.
Yeah, it'd be good.
That's cool, because actually I wasn't. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call Free Talk Live.
We'll just make fun of you.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter at all. Anything you want to talk about, we're here for you. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm a big-time stoner. You know, I smoke every day. And my wife's pregnant, and so now she's getting on me, you know, you gotta stop smoking like that. And I totally understand where she's coming from.
Why, you're not pregnant.
What'd you say?
I said, why? You're not pregnant.
I know, exactly. Well, I'm not necessarily like right now, but she's like, oh, we're gonna raise a kid, and, you know, this and that. I'm thinking, it's not that bad. Like,
it's not like
I'm gonna be like looking like a heroin addict, you know, holding my kid or anything, you know?
You're like every other pot smoking parent. You're gonna keep smoking on the side. You're gonna try to keep it from the kid. And eventually, he's gonna turn 8 or 9. He's gonna run across your stash, and you're gonna tell him.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be like, yo, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe, you know, not right now. You're at your age, but eventually, you're still developing.
How does your wife feel about being honest with kids about drugs? I mean, because that seems like where this is stemming from. Like, she wants to hide this from her child, and I think that's the wrong approach.
I don't think, in her defense, I don't think it's necessarily that she wants to hide it, but I think she sees it as, as a whole. Like, normally I forget a lot of things and I'm lazy. I mean, that's being sober. And she's gonna. I know. She ties that in. Well, if you get rid of smoking weed, like, that'll cut down on it less. She'll tell me, like, you know, don't forget, you know, we got this, or you gotta do that, or whatever. And I'll maybe forget.
Hearing from you, I can't let that happen.
Sorry, the problem with calling a radio show and you're stoned. Can't keep that the F bomb out of your mouth. Now, I'll tell you, he said his wife has a concern about him being a stoner and being lazy, and he says that he's that way anyway. And I can tell you that as women mature, that there's nothing that they find more exciting than seeing a guy working their butt off. So, that's just sort of natural. They, you know, once you get a woman into that family way, they're going to want you to work hard to, support the family. And I think that's part of the contract. Secondly, what we didn't find out about him is he the awake and bake kind of guy? I mean, does he get up and
call himself a stoner?
Well,
he said he smokes every day and he considers himself a stoner. I think you can smoke every day and not be a stoner. I think that. It's likely he's waking and baking and smoking all day.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that – and then the other question that I sort of had is, well, what does your wife feel about alcohol consumption? Because some people don't have – this is where I kind of put it. To me, I consider smoking weed to be very similar to the consumption of alcohol. If you consider drinking in front of your kid to be a bad thing, then you should consider smoking to be a bad thing. But if you think it's okay to do one and not okay to do another, that's hypocritical to me. But I would say that somebody who gets up and cracks open a beer has a real problem, okay? And I think that somebody who gets up and smokes a joint on a daily basis, it's one thing if this is your weekend, you're on vacation, you're down in Maui, whatever it is that you're doing, that's a whole different world. But
you know what I heard in this phone call was that, who did this lady think she was marrying?
Yeah, I have the same question.
If you want your
who,
lover...
Who said they're married?
Huh?
Who said they're married?
He said he was his wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to this whole... You're about to talk about people who wake up and smoke all day.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to that. But this is a woman who decided she was going to marry this guy. And when she decided she was going to marry him, it's likely, and we don't have him here to ask because he dropped the F-bomb, but it's likely he was a pot smoker at that time.
Yep.
And so she knows exactly who this guy is. She fell in love with him. But now she's saying to him, oh.
Well, who said anything about love?
Now that, okay, well, okay, they're still together.
They're just married.
Presumably they love each other still, I would hope. They had a child together. They got married. They're having a child together now. And she's decided that, okay, this is it. Now you get to shape up. We've been together for, let's say, 15 years now or 10 years now, and you've been this way the whole time. Now you need to get it together, buddy.
You've got a kid.
Come on. Are you kidding me? What do you expect here, lady?
Oh, I think that's
pretty normal, though.
I think it's normal. I think it's a reasonable expectation.
Is it normal to believe that you can actually change a man like that?
That part is unreasonable, but it's reasonable in the sense that it's common.
It is common. That's true. They believe, and I think this works on both sides. You know, a guy might believe he can change a lady, and a lady might believe she can change the man, but maybe it doesn't really work out that way.
Well, the expectation that somebody's going to mature on your schedule is pretty unrealistic. Mm. If you look at somebody throughout their life, you know, say that they're 2 years behind you in the maturity scale, mm-hmm. that's going to be two really rough years, and it's likely that whatever, you know, relationship you have is not going to last through it, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's tough. I mean, I've just got to say, it's one of the reasons I don't recommend people get together at young ages. There's certainly
some
good...
You say you don't recommend to get together at young ages? What do you mean by that? Marry?
Stay together. Marry, have kids at 18.
Yeah, you don't know who you are then. I agree completely.
Well, you're making a blanket statement also.
I think generally that's a true statement. I don't think very many people are too in touch with themselves at age 18. It will be even less so in touch with themselves if they get knocked up.
Plenty of people pull it off on a regular basis, manage to get married and stay married from 18 years
old. That
doesn't
mean it's ideal, though, right?
Who knows? Who cares about ideal?
True. I mean, it's up to you what's ideal, but I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to have a kid when
I was
18.
It's not what I would want to do. Yeah. And I think generally you can kind of say that women start maturing at about age 25 and men start at maturing at about age 30.
What does the desire to reproduce have to do with, you know, maturing, quote unquote?
Well, there's societal things about having kids. Some subcultures think that having kids is some good thing. But I was kind of raised as you don't do that until you're ready to settle down.
We're coming back with more here. And Curtis, I know you wanted to address the pot aspect here in a moment, so don't forget to get back to that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there, and they include archives, our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.FreeTalkLive.com will get you to it. And I want to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn about an incredible event that happens on a yearly basis here in New Hampshire. It's going to be this year happening same place it did last year, which was an awesome venue. Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire's Lancaster. It's a very beautiful place right next to the White Mountains. And it's an incredible view, great campground. But most importantly, there it will be populated by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all enjoying themselves, having an awesome weekend. In fact, in some cases, people will be arriving as early as that week. So it's like almost like a week-long
Sunday,
event.
There'll be people showing up.
Curtis, you know you are involved in planning it this year, and you and Carla have been doing an incredible job. I think you're really going to take the event to the next level, at least from what I've seen as far as the planning process and some of the things that have been announced that are happening this year that just didn't happen last year, like the Agora Alley, where people will be featuring various different kinds of services and products without asking the government's permission to do so. Everything from
or the Free State projects.
Exactly. Everything from selling silver to food sales, food vending, making people food, and let's see, who knows what else you'll find there, tattoos, all kinds of things. So that's going to be exciting, and there's just a whole list of activities, gun shoots, family-oriented stuff happening.
Have you mentioned to your listeners who our opening speakers are going to be?
You know what? I don't think we've broken that news yet. Why don't you break that?
All right, can I get a drum roll? No, that's okay.
We probably could get that.
He'll fish it out. Why don't you do the announcement, and then he'll come up with a drum roll later.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a producer here.
I couldn't be more pleased. To announce. Opening speaker. did it just go up in pitch?
Yeah, I think so.
It just keeps going.
Opening speaker at this year's 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival is... That's a horrible drum roll.
It just keeps going.
When did you want it to end?
Stop.
Ready? Stefan Molyneux.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No applause lined up for that.
You didn't ask for the applause.
But yeah, Stefan Molyneux will
from
be in
from Freedom Main Radio.
From Freedom Main Radio. And he will be giving a wonderful speech on voluntarism, and we'll be opening up to questions and answers after the speech.
He's quite the philosopher, Stefan Molyneux. He's definitely one of the more preeminent philosophers, I think, within the Liberty Movement. He's got an incredibly popular podcast. We've had him on this program in the past. And, of course, he was actually speaking. He was the closing speaker at the Liberty Forum a couple of years ago, last year, not this year, but the year prior to that. He was the closing speaker, and he really rounded it out pretty well from what I saw. And this year he's going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time ever.
Yeah, along with Michael Badnarik and Mark Stevens.
Michael Badnarik giving an eight-hour class on the Constitution?
It's the introduction to the Constitution course takes 8 hours just to introduce you.
Now, what does it cost to get involved in that? Because these are this now to see Stefan Molyneux, you'll just have to be in with a regular $20 ticket, which is $20 until the 15th.
Exactly.
And then it goes up.
Exactly. Go to porkfest.com.
So everybody gets to see Stefan Molyneux if they're there with just a regular Porkfest registration, but the 8-hour class with Michael Badnarik is a little bit extra.
Exactly. It's $100 extra. The Mark Stevens class is also an 8-hour class the next day. Michael Badnarik's on Thursday. Mark Stevens is on Friday. That class is 8 hours. That's $70. You'll still be able to meet these guys because they'll be hanging out.
Only if they get enough people registered. If we can't get enough people registered, then they're not going to come up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, how close are we? Can we talk about that? It's not done yet, right? We still need people to sign up for these classes.
We definitely do. There's still plenty of tickets left for both courses. Ticket sales have been a little slow at this point. We've got a Facebook event for each speaker, and there's plenty of people who say they're going to come. But getting them to go over there and spend the money has been a little slow at this point. So if you don't need to worry. If you want to get in to see Michael Badnarik or Mark Stevens, you can go ahead and register now. You don't need to worry about us not having any tickets.
So head on over to porkfest.com to do that. That's Porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. You can just sign up for Porkfest, and then you can sign up for all the, you know, the extra bonus stuff as well, like the Mark Stevens.
One-pot cook-off.
So there are different things that you can enter into and get involved in. And even if you just show up and you camp for a week, you're going to have a blast. Or you just camp for the weekend, you're going to have a blast. But there's also a lot of other options for you to get involved.
If you come and camp for the weekend, you'll really feel bad that you missed the week prior.
So I understand. I've never actually been there for the early week stuff, and I've only ever heard good things about it.
Well, we've shown up on Thursdays and stuff like that.
Well, it officially starts on Thursday. It does start on Thursday, but some people show up on Sunday and Monday. So, porkfest.com, let's continue to take your phone calls about what you want and go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian Curtis and Mark.
Hi, I actually called when you were talking about the history stuff and what some stuff that may not have been the whole truth or something.
They lied to you. Go ahead and admit it. They lied.
Well, I think sometimes they selectively choose. They also lie. They also omit much a lot of times, it seems to me. I was going to say stuff around the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
And like, stuff like, I don't know. Just
Christopher Columbus? How about that?
Columbus, exactly. I was thinking of him, yeah.
But you know what I mean? They didn't even try to lie about the Indians.
Show.
It's kind of hard to spin genocide. It was just like, it's in our past, and, you know, hey, you like what you got now. Well, we had to, you know, kill a few Indians to get, you know, all this territory. So.
Well, they refer to them as savages, which, you know.
Less than human.
Exactly.
We've seen what that
happened. Good example,
before.
David. What else did you want to share tonight?
One other thing. Well, this was like, I mean, we supposedly had 9 planets at one time, and now we only now we supposedly have 8, I don't know. I guess
Pluto
supposedly got ruled out or something.
Yep.
But
they rolled out a couple of other planets too, because Pluto's moon Charon is nearly Pluto's size, I guess. I don't know. I mean, these are just things I read and Netflix right. and American.
They upgraded Cirrus to the same thing. Pluto is a planetoid.
Yeah. At one point they were calling it Planet X or whatever, I guess.
Cirrus is the largest asteroid in the asteroid belt. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of something that was extra, it was even farther out than Pluto.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, we just can't trust the information.
Well, but I don't count that anywhere near on the same scale as the history teacher who tells you about Western history. The astronomy teacher who says, we used to think there were 7 planets, and then they found an 8th, and then they found a 9, and we think there's 10, and then they go back one. I don't see that as he was lying to us or leading us the wrong way. Whereas, the Western history teacher, he definitely is leading us down the wrong path.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I just thought I'd mention that stuff, and thanks.
Hey, David, thank you for listening. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. So, Curtis, where do you want to go? I mean, we left off. You could talk about the Spanish Civil War, but you also wanted to comment on the pop thing. So your call. What do you want to address first?
I think the Spanish Civil War is probably more important than the whole pop thing.
All right.
That was a big one. We were talking about it during the break. In your Western history course, it might have been 2 paragraphs on the Spanish Civil War, and it might have been just like on the introduction to World War II, this is just was basically a testing ground for, the fascists and the communists to see how, they could test their tanks and their new automatic weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
And, then they make mention of these 2 puppet sides, who were basically being used by these 2 superpowers in order to test their weapons. But they never mentioned really what really went on was, the anarcho-socialists, the anarchists that were standing up and fighting, completely never get mentioned. And, I mean, there's parts of Spain that were completely stateless for, multiple years during the Spanish Civil War, and it's completely just not even mentioned.
So when they were stateless, I mean, what is known about that? I've never heard of this personally. So what was it like? How were they? Was it chaos? I mean, what was it like?
It was kind of a mutualist, voluntarist type society. It was geared towards war because it was in the middle of the Civil War. But soldiers could voluntarily leave the fields and go to the front, leave the front and whatnot. There was, no commissar sitting behind you with a machine gun making sure that you stayed at the front. And these people voluntarily defended their homes.
But there's no interest in the government history professor to be telling you about that stuff.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't back up the state and legitimize it. More coming up. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and there are only a few moments remaining. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now about what you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, see in with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, we reinvest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. Got an agreement, verbal agreement, from a new station combo, AM-FM combo in South Carolina today, which I'm pretty excited about. It's a fairly decent market, so we'll be announcing more on that as it comes in. Can't say too much because they haven't signed the agreement yet and haven't started yet. But it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes expansion like this possible. It makes it possible for us to be a real presence in the radio industry, whereas without the AMP program, we probably would be on a fraction of the radio stations that we're on today. So thank you to everybody that is a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. Curtis, did you have more you wanted to say on the Civil War in Spain, or should we talk about Castros?
Oh, I want to, let's talk about Castros.
All right, JS Online, the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Journal Sentinel. This credit goes out to Jamie from WheelsOffLiberty.com. He posted this to his Facebook profile today, and I took the time to watch all three of the videos. And maybe more than three out there, but three videos of this yo-yo champion, Castros. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. But he posted this. I went over and watched it. Absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend that you go tonight online. When you're online, look for K-STRASS, Kenny Strasser, who either lives in Antigua or Nina or maybe somewhere else, says he is a yo-yo champion, loves talking to school children, and wants to save the earth. He's been divorced twice, doesn't have any kids, and has personal issues with members of his family. He also says he's had drug and alcohol problems, or so he says. It's not entirely clear who Strasser is. What is clear is that a person who called himself Kenny Strasser, Kenny Strasberg, or K-Stras, managed to persuade at least five television stations, four of which are in Wisconsin, to put him on live television in recent weeks. you're familiar with Borat and some of the other characters by Sacha Baron Cohen, this guy is of the same vein. It's just that he's not as well known as those characters, and I think he's absolutely brilliant.
He's a practical joker.
Yeah, yeah, and he you have to see him in action. His latest appearance occurred Thursday morning on KQTV's Hometown This Morning in St. Joseph, Missouri. Bridget Blevins, the station's news director, said, "He got us. I hate it. I hate that we got duped." And, you know, it's obviously not hard to dupe these people. It really is just an example of how pathetic the old media is.
Well, they'll let you do their job
is.
For them. You know,
well, right,
they're
yeah.
happy to do, let well, you do their job for them.
All he has to do is come in and claim to be a yo-yo champion and have a website, and that's all. They checked his website, and they figured, okay, this guy's the real deal.
Well, we've been gotten before ourselves here. It's not like you're saying the old media is just
Yeah, but we're
dumb.
Not producing but, a show. We're not producing a show that we're screening people in advance. We're taking on-screen phone calls. So when you say we've been gotten, what do you mean? By somebody playing a character?
We've been gotten by fake news stories. We've gotten... You know, bad information that we've
read.
Yeah,
but we don't claim to be journalists. We're just talk radio.
Look, if you believe everything that the news tells you in the morning, you're a fool anyway.
Yeah, this is one of those morning shows, then they have as much claim to be entertainment as you do. So
maybe so, but you might want to check your entertainment guests before you get to check their claims before you put them on the air.
Look,
and that's what they didn't do.
I agree with you that they didn't do their fact checking, but however.
It's lazy big media.
If you were watching this, it was probably more entertaining seeing this guy.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about the entertainment value.
As it is him being the yo-yo champion, so what difference does it make?
No, I agree with you. But, but from their perspective, they were clearly embarrassed by this guy.
This is like why people watch Washington Journal, just waiting for the guys to call in and...
And rake them over the coals, right? That's a C-SPAN show.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that I've heard where you can do live call? It's hilarious, live call-ins.
So Bridget said, excuse me, going on with the story here from JS Online, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And how good was he with the yo-yo? As Gil Strasser said, made him a champion. Well, he did some really lame things, said Blevins. He hit himself in the face and the groin with his yo-yo. Lisa Matak, who anchors the Sunday morning show on WFRV in Green Bay, thought it would be fun to book somebody who said he was a yo-yo champion. When Strasser showed up April 11th, he said he forgot the string for his yo-yo. With no tricks, Malak and Strasser spent their live TV segment talking. Malak said, "It was the most bizarre thing that has ever happened to me on the air." The stunt Strasser pulled appeared to be similar to the performance artistry practiced by late comedian Andy Kaufman. Kaufman created characters like Tony Clifton, a down-and-out lounge singer who abused audiences. The way Strasser managed to get on TV followed a familiar pattern and laid bare the pitfalls of live television, where stations are always looking for somebody to fill airtime in the morning. In each case, producers at the television station received an email from Joe Garrick saying he represented Strasser and Zim Zam Yo-Yo, the world's first green nonprofit toy maker. Garrick told the stations that Strasser, whom he called a master yo-yo artist, would be in their area to bring his environmental message. That's a real great hook, too. Right? You know, the TV stations are always looking to pander to the green message. So great excuse to bring him on. The environmental message and a zany sense of humor to kids. Garrick wrote in one email to a TV station that Strasser was a dynamic talk show guest who comes equipped with a roster of amazing yo-yo tricks, juggling, and fun tips about how kids and adults alike can take small steps to make the world a greener place. The email solicitation stated that Strasser was a runner-up for Rookie of the Year in 1995, grand champion at the Pensacola Regional, and was nominated for the Walt Greenberg Award in 2000. There is no Walt Greenberg Award in yo-yo.
I was about to say, is this real?
Yeah. And there's no evidence that Pensacola ever hosted a yo-yo tournament or that Strasser won a Rookie of the Year Award. But the solicitation was good enough for the bookers on the TV stations. And
it sounds so legit.
Yeah, especially if you have somebody else doing the booking for you.
Yeah.
Seems like you've
Absolutely.
Got a real organization. In one particularly bizarre segment on WSAW's Sunrise 7 show in Wausau, Strasser told interviewer Amy, Flugschalt.
She's in Wausau. Who cares?
That he's just a 35 that he's just a 35-year-old kid at heart.
Because
saying,
you're affiliate in Wausau.
I don't have a girlfriend. Don't want one. My parents, they live in Denver. They just got divorced. My dad is now in Oshkosh. I have a brother in Portland who I don't get along with very well because of his wife saying these things on the air. And then, incredibly, his cell phone rings on the air. The host halts the interview, throws it back to the anchors, but then later comes back to Strasser. In the solicitation, there's a reference to Zimzam Yo-Yos and a related website. But in registering the domain name, ZimzamInc.com, Garrett gave a fictitious Milwaukee address and provided a phone number that is now disconnected. By the way, when he takes the phone call on the air, the hosts make an excuse for him because apparently he told them in advance that his dad might be calling because there's some sort of, like, he's in the hospital or something like that. And so they're in the middle of this interview and he just takes his cell phone out and starts talking. And the host actually makes a statement to the effect of, well, if it were anybody else, we would chew him out for this. But, you know, something's wrong with his dad. And so that's why we're letting this go by. And he's really just, he is just running a great
time. He's on the phone with his buddy like, see, I told you it'd work.
Yeah. WISC Madison, Strasser was booked and ready to go on News 3 this morning, but things took a strange turn when Strasser said on the air, do you want to hear a scary story? Colin Benedict, the station's news director, said anchors were confused. They thought a yo-yo champion was supposed to be on. Instead, Strasser started talking about his personal story of alcohol and drugs. And the yo-yo tricks? Benedict said Strasser tried one, but the yo-yo fell apart and onto the studio floor. That was enough for WISC. The anchors took over and Strasser was off the air. He also got on WMTV in Madison. He apparently left Wisconsin and headed west, where he appeared in St. Joseph, Missouri. Strasser has not been spotted since. According to WSAW, they tried to find him and locate a phone number for his agent, Garrick. The number was traced to, well, supposedly, I don't know if anyone ever talked to the guy. It's probably just him using a different email name.
Right.
The number was traced to Joe Pickett, who's a comedy filmmaker and operates a business with Wisconsin ties. Their business, the Found Footage Festival, tours the country showing obscure, unusual, and bizarre home videos, promotional clips, outtakes, and training films to comedic effect. They neither of them returned phone calls, but in emails to the Journal Sentinel, they said that the festival had nothing to do with the yo-yo guy. We wish we could take credit for it, but we've never met this Kenny fellow, said Brewer. But the Found Footage Festival was in Missouri last week, not far from St. Joseph. So take a look around, poke around the internet, see if you can find K-Strass, K-STRASS. He's got his own Facebook page now after this popularity has bubbled up. So who knows where he will appear in the future. But I can tell you, and by the way, the way he's dressed is just on its own entertaining.
He looks like, what's his name? Ernest.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a yuckerdoo, and he's got suspenders on, green suspenders, a plain yellow hat, and a shirt for his alleged company, the yo-yo company.
Zimzam
Yo-Yo.
Hey, Bird, you want to see a yo-yo trick?
The world's first green yo-yo maker. So take a look around for K-Strass.
I am tickled by that story.
STRASS. You need to watch the videos. You'll be even more tickled. It's really entertaining, especially when he tries to swing around like 8 or 9 yo-yos in the air like a helicopter. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.